We'll read with us this morning. We're going to read some out of the book of Hebrews. Second chapter in the book of Hebrews. Familiar scripture we're going to read, but it's what we got, so you pray for us. For just a minute. Second chapter, book of Hebrews. Says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now, you pray for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we'll do with this. I really don't. In one sense of the way, but we've got just a thought. There's this chapter, as well as other chapters, has got a good bit in it, and it tells us about that, of what Christ has done for us and how that he's brought us together. And not only that, but how that he tasted death for every man. The Bible says here in this very first verse, and you've heard it many, many, many be the time, he said, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Bible says in the first chapter, the very first verse, it said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So we find in that of the book of Hebrews here that in the second chapter he makes mention that we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. But in the first chapter he tells you who's speaking, what day we're in, and what we're under. We're not under that of the prophets, that of the law, those things that was written back in that day, my friend, have come to fulfillment through that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he spoke in times past by the prophets, but hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son and through his Son. So we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Brethren, they heard things back in the day. They heard things prior to that of the prophets. They most certainly did. They had, brethren, the commandments of God. They had that of the oracles of God. Brethren, and God was setting up that of his commandments. Brethren, he expected the people to hear and to do what the commandment had to say. Most certainly did. He expected that. Now, I don't know about you this morning, but I'm pretty much persuaded that if you've raised children, my friend, when you spoke to them, you expected them to listen. And not just listen, you expected them to put something in action. Normally. Brethren, God's no different this morning. He expects us to keep that we have heard today. Yes, he does. Brethren, those people living around this world, brethren, and they're living just exactly like they want to live, like there's no retribution, like there's no judgment, like there's nothing they have to give an account to. And brethren, that's one of the most inconceived precepts they are today. Yes. Glory. God is full of compassion. But folks, when God speaks, He expects us, brethren, to do something today. He expects us to listen. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. There's things, my friend, that is preached today that you may not get but one word. I understand that. You might not get but one little phrase out of the whole message, but God expects you to do something with that you've heard today. Yes, sir. He does. Preacher, you've been in revival and here you come getting on to us. I'm not getting on to you. You've heard me say that quite a bit. I can't help it. I can't help it. When I look at things and I see things, when I see men and women going in the direct opposite direction of what they've been told, brethren, it throws up a question whether or not they've ever been there. I thought as Cody was talking this morning, it's a shame, but a lot of times, my friend, we've got people that says they're one thing and they're doing all the other things. And they're teaching others, brethren, there's nothing to what I've got. Yes, sir. He said, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. That of which we've heard. Brethren, there's things that's been taught and taught and taught, and brethren, they're overlooked this morning. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I doubt, I'm just going to be a little plain with you. Brethren, I doubt this morning that some of these murderers was taught to be a murderer. You hear me? Just on a natural plane of things. Listen, I doubt, my friend, that a lot of the wickedness that's going on today, that men have been taught so. But what has happened, that of which they've heard, they've let it slip
And brethren, in letting it slip, parents have ignored the fact that they ain't doing anything that they've told them. Yes, sir. Listen, it's crept in. Bible talks about in one place that they've crept in unaware. I really don't like that word. Unaware. We're aware of some things. Danny? Yes? We're aware, my friend, how the wagon's going down the road. Yes, sir? We're aware this morning. Church, I'm not getting on to you. But brethren, in our silence, a lot of times we're allowing the wicked to continue. Yes, sir. Are we aware of the situation of the world today? Are we aware? Preacher, I can't change the world. What'd they sing? I might not can change the world, but brethren, my world can change. And I have learned through experience, my friend, the change in my life has an effect on other people. Yes, sir. Saved and unsaved. Yes, sir. A lot of times the unsaved respect you more than the people of God. Amen. People of God, my friend, wanting to get in the world, and very few people in the world wanting to come to the house of God. Very few. Very few. Seeking. I've said this years on end, I still believe it. Brethren, we've not got that many seeking to be saved. God's still able to save, much as he ever was. Ain't nothing wrong with his power. Brethren, we've heard and we have not done this morning. That's where it comes down to. I'll say again, you say, preacher, you should have preached this out this week. Well, I preached all I could. Yeah. Preached all I could. Preached all I had liberty to. Listen. Brethren, we're living in a time where we think I'm saved and it don't matter how I live. Something wrong with that. Yes, sir. Something wrong with that. What's she saying? Huh? Changed. Changed. Brethren, when God got finished with them, he touched. Brethren, there's change today. I'm going to say this, Steve, because I still believe it. Brethren, if he ever touches you, if he ever saves you, they will be a change. Can't help it. Yeah. Can't help it. Brethren, you'll not get by. Same scripture. I'll take it out of the Old Testament, but the New Testament is full of it. Moses told the children of Israel, because of all that they had not done, he said, and be sure your sin will find you out. Yes, sir. Did you know Jesus knew that Legion was dwelling among the tombs before he ever got there? Yes, sir. He knowed he was a wild man. Brethren, this man, they could not tame. This man that lived in the city, brethren, they had to cast him out. Put him by himself. Chained him. They couldn't control him. He couldn't control himself. Why, preacher? Because he is possessed. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You probably ain't going to like it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, my friend. I still believe people are possessed. Preacher, I won't have that. What makes today any different than the day of Christ? Preacher, you're going too far. I'm going to tell you something. The devil's running a lot of people wild. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Something possessing them. Brother, to do the things they're doing. I thought, my friend, Jesus come to that man and he asked him his name. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Lee, that man, as a man, he didn't talk to Jesus. Preacher, you've lost your mind. No, sir. Brother, them evil spirits talk to the Lord. Yes, sir. Said, our name is Legion, for we are many. Brethren, he had many evil spirits. And they asked him, said, why have you come to judge us before our time? Yes, sir. Brethren, this man needs some help. They was fixing to be cast out and they knowed it. They said, cast us not out into the air. Said, but let us be cast out into some other being. Yeah. There's the swine. So let's just be cast out into them. Listen. Sure it is. Listen. The Bible said that he said, go. Go. They went into that herd of swine. The Bible says that that herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea. Choked them. Killed them. Scripture said there's about 2,000 of them. Ain't that something? But listen, that ain't all that happened. Bible said when it was all said and done and finished that this man was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Was he changed? Huh? Was he changed? You know, there's a lot of things that we see in people, my friend, that we can see a vast, vast difference. You let a drunkard get saved. I'm talking about genuine born again. You'll see a big change. Yes, sir. You'll see a big change. You let a good moral man that wasn't in to the things of the world, you let him get saved. Most of the time, you don't see a big change. But you see a change. Huh? Something happened. Something changed his life. Brethren, you've heard down through the year, somebody here this morning, you've heard somewhere, sometime, and you have not completed the task. You've heard. He's not speaking unto us through the prophets anymore. He's not speaking to us through the law anymore. But he speaks to us by his word, by his son, because his son is the word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. There was not anything made that was not made by Him. He made all things. Yes, sir. Then a few verses, it comes on down and talk about a man by the name of John. And John bear witness of that light. He was not that light, but he bear witness of that light. Then you'll get into the 14th verse and it says, behold, the Word was made flesh. Do you hear that? And it dwelled among us as the only begotten Son of the Father. Yes, sir. And as many as believed in Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. As many. Brethren, there's no way this morning that a son of God, my friend, is a friend to the world. No way. Preacher, I'm in this world. You sure are. But if you've been born again, you're not of this world. Paul said it plainly. He said he must needs live in the world. But he was not of the world. Folks, it takes more this morning than just hearing. The scripture's real plain. When it says, he said, a hearer is not justified. A hearer. It's not the hearer of the word that's justified. It is the doer. Is that not right? I've heard it preached all my life. Have you done anything with it? Huh? Have you done anything with it? Have you done anything with that you've heard? He's not. He's not going to require of this generation, he's not going to require the blood of Abel nor the blood of Zechariah that was slain between the temple and the porch. He's not going to require that of this generation. Do you know what he requires of this generation? He requires the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what saves you. That's what gets you. That's what happens, my friend, when you become born again. God's blood, brethren, it absolutely clears your conscience. What have you heard? How have you heard? I remember a time back in the Old Testament when the children of Israel was going out. They had just crossed over Jordan into Canaan's land. And they had come to a place called Jericho. They had done sent the spies out. And there's a woman by the name of Rahab. The Bible says Rahab the harlot. And she spoke to them spies fairly stern about their oath and their covenant. And she said, "We have heard, we have heard how God has delivered you from all the enemies back over yonder." They had heard. Listen, I really don't think Rahab was the only one that heard. The Bible says, though, the whole city was shut up. They know, they feared. What did they fear, preacher? They didn't fear the people altogether. They feared the God that had delivered the people. And she said, "We've heard how he's delivered thee from the enemies." She says, "Will you remember me? Huh? Will you remember me?" Thank God. Listen. And they said, "This covenant's binding upon this thread. So you let this thread be hanging out the window when we come." I don't think that the spies knowed what the plan was. They didn't know, folks, that they'd just be marching around that city one time a day and seven times on the seventh day. But brethren, what she had heard, brother, prompted her to do something about her life. You know, it'd just be wonderful. It would. It'd just be wonderful this morning if that people had heard, brethren, about God on high, if they had just moved and do something according to the word, it'd just be wonderful. It would. It'd be glorious. Not just that, it would bring a change in your life. Bible said that she, according to the spies, they told her, said, "You get everybody you can. Get all your household into this house." And said, "If that string, if that scarlet string's hanging out that window," said, "our covenant will be binding. But said, if not, brethren, there's some things that people have heard in their lives and they're just not listening. It's the only way I can put it. They're just not listening. Preacher, I've heard that all my life. I wonder, the scripture don't get into a lot about Noah's day other than Noah built an ark. But the Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. I can't help but to believe that he warned. I can't help but to believe that some of them curious hearts come around and he began to talk to them. What are you going to do with this ark? Where's this ark going? I don't believe, I may be wrong, I don't believe he built that ark on water. I believe he built it on land. And I can't help but to believe there's people around there wondering how he is going to get this big old huge something to water. And I can't help but to believe when they asked him why he is building it and how he is going to do all this, that he told them, and the Lord's going to send rain. He's going to send rain. One day you folks is going to realize that I'm telling you the truth. One day this ark's going to float. One day. Preacher, you're a preacher and you're possessed. You know, I just might be. But I'm not possessed with the things of this world. You know why? Because the things of this world's going to pass. Yes, they are. There's not one thing in this world, brethren, that can change my standing with the Lord. Not one thing. Unless I allow it to. I have that choice. You have that choice. People today have heard, and they've heard. I can't help it. They've heard, and 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 they've heard. And it's just like a little old fan blowing. They hear it. They hear it. There's things that you ought to take notice to of that the Lord has said, that of which you've heard from the Word of God. You ought to take heed to it. I used to sit in the office and I'd be on the phone with a customer, or I'd be doing something on the computer, or I'd be talking to somebody, or I'd be busy. And there's one of them mixers out there. That hit a bad note. And I could tell you, it hit a bad note. Something wrong. Something ain't right. And you'd go out there and the men that'd be on the platform, they'd say, "What's going on?" I said, Turn that thing off. Lost power. Preacher, is still running. That's what they'd say. Yeah, it's still running. I said, you didn't hear that? Paying no attention. Zero. Get the maintenance crew up there, and yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think about it till just now, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if you understand what drop a leg of power means. But on equipment and motors and things like, you don't run them long. Oh, preacher, they'll run. No, they won't. They'll run for a little bit. Then after a while, they start smelling. Most times they start smelling, my friend, it's about too late. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shame to say it, my friend, but there's a lot of folks operating on about 2/3 power. Some of them 1/3. What do you mean, preacher? Their leg of power is gone. Gone. Preacher, I never did shout. No way. That ain't what I'm talking about. Brethren, when the Lord comes into your life, I just happen to believe that He gives you all the tools that you need to perform to the optimum. It takes all three legs of power for that motor to perform to the optimum. You take away some of that power, my friend, you run it too long in that condition, and it'll absolutely burn it up. Fit for nothing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. McCamus used to sing a song. I'm going to bring my remarks to a close. I don't know whether we've got any Rahabs in the service this morning or not. Now I'm going to say this. We need some. You know why I say that? Because Rahab, her life was changed. Changed. I believe if you'll read, you can study, and you find out that Rahab fell in with the children of Israel and walked after their statutes. Yes, sir. Listen. Changed. Came, he sang a song years ago. It wasn't real popular then. They played it a lot more, but it wasn't real popular because it was the truth. And it said simply, getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. Preacher, you can't do it. Yes, you can. You can get out at night, come get a verse of a song. Mike. You can get out at night. I don't care whether it's full moon or quarter moon or no moon. You can get out at night, and if you'll stay in the dark for just a few minutes, you'll be able to see. There's enough light. Preacher, the moon ain't even shining. They still light. There's enough light that you'll get adjusted and you can see. You might not can see like it was day, but you can maneuver around. That's exactly what's happened to a lot of people. They've got used to living, my friend, on third powers. two-third fires. They live in more in the dark than they are the light. They've got used to it. And brethren, a strong, strong sunny day blinds them. Mm-hmm. God's good to His people.
Amen.
What did the verse say? Wherefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That's a powerful verse. He said, at any time, let them slip. Folks, I don't have to tell you how you have to live between you and the Lord. I'll guarantee you there's something about you that knows when God's pleased with you and knows when you're not where you ought to be. Let us stand.